Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, listen to this. 50 caliber machine guns. For those who don't know, you know, I remember going to a gun show and looking at the sheer size of a 50 caliber machine gun, Sandy, was on a tripod. It was brand new. They sell for $75,000. You can purchase them, in this country. They're legal. The guns can fire about 1,200 rounds a minute and take down an airplane. In Texas, there's 28,690 50 caliber machine guns owned by citizens. Sandy, is that what the founding fathers meant by the Second Amendment rights?
Well, I for one believe that the militia, the standing militia, was the important part of the Second Amendment. And I don't know when it is exactly that our Supreme Court, sometime in the middle of the last century, lost its focus on the plain meaning of language and decided that that this right of to bear arms was essentially a right held by every individual in the country, and it's been carried to this crazy, crazy extreme. But the only justification you can come to about it is the notion that people have the right to carry arms that would allow them to protect themselves against the military, against the government.
Yes.
So what?
Yes.
I mean, what is this all about? Yeah.
I mean, that's really at the root of it, Sandy. And this guy, this character I was talking to yesterday, and many like him, clearly believe that they're going to be able to defend themselves against what they call a tyrannical government. But if for anybody who's foolish enough to think that they're going to overthrow this government because they have access to these weapons, you know, the government is not going to allow the citizenry. You know, we've seen it, you know, Waco and other places, Sandy. They're not going to allow, people who somehow think that they're going to be more powerful and to take over this government. It's not going to happen.
Well, and the picture of what it is that would go on, I mean, didn't Waco, Texas show us?
Yes.
The craziness? Yeah, I mean, that was and the standoff that was up in Oregon, and I mean, the situations where we've gotten a glimpse of what they're talking about leads you to understand that it's craziness.
You know, Sandy, and yet it's a lot of money. So When you look at the amount of money that is being made in the selling of these weapons and ammunition and all of those things, but it finally appears as if, you know, something, if not something major, is going to occur this time around, Sandy. The Republicans are finally starting to realize that, you know, we're risking, you know, elections for this insanity. You know, it certainly makes no sense, some of the laws that are in place, Sandy, or where, you know, I can, again, buy a gun and have to go through the background checks and all of those things, the gun show loophole. They call it the gun show loophole. So, it just by saying loophole, that tells you there's something in error there. But you can legally sell this gun to somebody else without doing background checks. That just makes no sense whatsoever, Sandy.
Well, and the fact that we have 400 million guns in the country already tells you that it's the genie's out of the bottle, and probably, and we can try to make it harder going forward, and as we get more sophisticated weapons, hopefully they won't be available for purchase. But this country has gotten itself to a crazy place. There's people worship guns more avidly and more devotedly than they worship whatever religion they've decided to adopt.
That is well said, Sandy. You know, you travel the world. You don't see people walking around with their chest poked out with their AR-15s. I mean, what is the purpose of that? Well, I'm going to be protecting myself and my neighbors. And this conversation I had with the guy on yesterday, he claims that the police are happy to see them with these weapons. I happen to know better. You happen to know better. The police aren't relying on citizens with weapons to bag them up.
Well, in fact, the police are terrified by the fact that there are 400 million weapons out
yes.
there. And so that they're in the hands of almost any potential perpetrator of any crime that they run into. Interestingly, when the NRA had their convention, they banned the presence of weapons
yes.
in the arena where they were meeting.
Which is...
So I guess they understand the danger of weapons in the hands of people in a crowded place.
You know, Sandy, and you are a gun owner, and so everybody, they're gun owners who know that there are things that don't make sense out here.
Yeah, I have shotguns. I don't have pistols, but shotguns are pretty much for hunting, right?
Right.
So they're for a purpose. But the notion that people would, and people that carry handguns, there was a couple of days ago, there was a big mention in the news about how a woman had used her gun to defend someone in a crime. And the reason it was big news is because it almost never happens. Almost never happens. All these guns out there and this notion that they're going to be used to keep people safe, and yet, when it happens someplace in the country, it becomes national news because it's a very, very rare occurrence.
You know, Sandy, the other part of all of this is that people somehow have become comfortable in thinking that when they become John Wayne, that there aren't some laws and some legal issues that they're going to have to deal with by discharging their weapons. I mean, it's not a free and easy ride, is it?
No. And, you know, some states have tried to stand your ground and trying to put into law, because, you know, the general common law principle is that you have to be in fear of your life in order to use deadly force. And so then the question is, how do you get in fear of your life? And you certainly aren't in fear of your life when someone is running away from you. And shoot them in the back. However, circumstances have occurred such that now, stand your ground has become sort of an ambiguous term, and it allows force to be used in situations which might in fact not involve fear for life. And the same is true for the home is your castle. That was sort of part of common law.
Yeah, the castle doctrine.
That's been broadened out. Yeah, the Castle Doctrine, which allows firearms to be used in circumstances of trespass in the home. And, they're trying to establish more clear principles. But quite frankly, the law of human nature, the natural law, is that you don't use deadly force unless you're in real fear of your life. And carrying a gun and shooting someone at a range of 10 or 15 or 20 feet, someone who isn't armed, is clearly going to be a problem for the person using the gun.
You know, Sandy, that's the other part of it. Again, people don't know. I've read some things about people who did that, and they didn't realize the financial difficulties and legal difficulties that they're going to incur. It's not a seamless situation, and people should be made aware of that before they get involved in that. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Sandy Williams is on the line. You, too, can join us, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.